Australia's university sector says it's disappointing and unjustified that China's warning its students to reconsider plans to study in this country. China's Ministry of Education says the resumption of classes next month could pose a coronavirus risk, but it's also cited reports of racism towards Asians here. But Australia's largest universities say the sector's simply become the latest political pawn in a political game. With more, here's political reporter Stephanie Boris.
First, it was big tariffs on barley and blocks on beef imports, then a warning for Chinese tourists to stay away. And now Beijing is delivering another blow to Australia, urging its students to reconsider studying at our universities.
It's very disappointing and, frankly, unjustified.
Vicky Thompson is the chief executive of the Group of Eight, which represents Australia's largest universities.
It's not the messaging that we would want out for our students when we know that it's not true. And unfortunately, I think what happens is we are yet again as a sector caught up in a broader geopolitical context that is not of our making.
The student warning comes 6 weeks after China's ambassador to Australia first threatened an economic boycott as the Morrison government led a push for an independent investigation into the origins of COVID-19. Now, China's Ministry of Education says students should be cautious about studying here because of numerous discrimination cases against Asians in Australia during the pandemic. Vicky Thompson says that's not true.
We've asked the Chinese embassy, are there any incidents that they are aware of? And they've been unable to provide us with that advice because they advise us there are no cases. So, you know, it is concerning that yet again it seems that international education, and particularly with China, is yet again the kind of pawn in a political game.
The Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan rejects China's assertion that Australia is unsafe for international students.
We just continue to express the facts, to demonstrate through live reality about what a tolerant society we are.
He's told Sky News that while the borders remain closed, overseas students can be reassured that COVID-19 safety protocols will be in place when campuses reopen.
Australia is one of the safest countries in the world for international students to return to when the medical experts say that it's safe to do so.
Shadow Education Minister Tanya Plibersek has also dismissed China's warnings.
Australia is one of the safest countries in the world for overseas students.
Australia's university sector has already been hit hard by the border shutdown, but Phil Honeywood from the International Education Association of Australia is hoping this latest warning doesn't do lasting damage.
For the time being, the borders are clearly not open for the free flow of students. That provides our ministers with plenty of time in which to try and overcome some of these misconceptions and some of these issues that the Chinese government have raised concerns about.
But this is the second warning from China about Australia in less than a week, and there are few signs of how the relationship between the two countries can be repaired.
Stephanie Boris reporting.